AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama is back home at the White House after a 9-day trip that took him to Turkey and Asia. The president landed at Joint Base Andrews outside Washington within the hour. Department of Justice attorneys are scheduled to investigate the death of a black man by police in Minneapolis. Jamar Clark's killing a week ago has prompted protests and also calls for the two officers involved to be prosecuted. The president of the local chapter of the NAACP feels city leaders are not taking steps to curtail police brutality.
They've known that police brutality and misconduct has been an issue for a long time, but they have failed to adequately make reforms within the system. And as a result, we had a person like Jamar Clark, an unarmed African-American man, who was killed at the hands of police. So we're demanding accountability.
Hundreds of police say people were gathered at a New Orleans playground for a music video shoot on Sunday night when two groups in the crowd opened fire, wounding at least 16 people.
There was multiple scene locations. There was at least three victims inside the park, and it appeared to be another victim being treated by EMS on the outside of the park.
Police Commander Christopher Goodley told WVUE-TV the shootout may have been gang-related. Brussels, the capital of Belgium, remains shut down for a third day as authorities search for a fugitive from the terrorist attacks in Paris. That's why AP correspondent Frank Jordans reports the city's terror level remains at its highest level.
Nobody wants to paralyze the city, but it seems that the authorities feel that the threat is serious enough for them to keep the subway shut and to keep schools shut, which is, of course, going to affect a lot of people.
This is AP Radio News. There's a new look to the Associated Press's top 25 football poll.
Major upsets have caused the shuffling of teams at the top of the Associated Press top 25 football poll. The top squad continues to be Clemson, but with Alabama now ranked second, Iowa third, Notre Dame fourth, and Oklahoma fifth. Gone from the top five are Ohio State, which is now eighth, and Oklahoma State, which falls to ninth. The sixth-ranked school is Michigan State, which beat Ohio State, followed by Baylor, OSU, Oklahoma State, and Florida. Just two teams got first place votes, Clemson with 55 and Alabama with 6. This is Jack Briggs.
The Baltimore Ravens beat the St. Louis Rams 16-13 Sunday, but it was a costly win. Quarterback Joe Flacco was lost for the season with torn ligaments in his ACL as well as his MCL in his left knee. Teammate Justin Forsett's season also ended after he broke his right arm. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.